I was in my first year of theology graduate studies, and one of the classes I chose was Foundations for Spiritual Life. At the end of the semester, part of the grade depended on taking a silent retreat at a monastery. The idea of silence was intriguing. I thought back to my days at Heathfield Primary School and how often I had to stand in the corner for talking too much. Brother Michael greeted us students the day of our retreat. He invited us to spend the day enjoying God's presence on the monastery grounds. We agreed to meet up again later in the chapel, but until then we had several hours to ourselves. We all headed off in various directions. I found a wonderful spot in the shade of an old tree. I sat for a few moments and enjoyed the scenery. It was a beautiful, clear day, and I could see for miles. I had a journal with me, so I could write down whatever came to mind as I fellowshipped with God. I had my Bible, and Streams in the Desert, my favourite devotional. I opened it to the reading for that day. Halfway through the reading, a rabbit bounded across the path in front of me, and I stopped to watch its ears twitch as it sensed it wasn't alone. With a quick flip of its back legs, it was gone. I turned back to my book. In the distance, I could hear a lone bird singing. Its whistle was plaintive and melodic. I listened for a while. Then, a large ginger cat parted a bush and walked across to where I was sitting with my back to the trunk of the tree. I scratched her ear and she purred gratefully, settling down in my lap. I tried to read over her head, but she kept pushing the book out of the way to give me a better opportunity to scratch her ears. This is no good, I thought. I'm supposed to be meeting with God, not scratching a cat's ears. Sorry, Ginger, you're ruining the moment. I stood up and Ginger jumped to the ground, giving me a very disappointed look. She sauntered off. I walked a few paces deeper into the garden and came across a collection of gravestones. I knelt down to read the inscriptions and realized that each one spoke of a brother from the monastery who had died while serving there. The inscriptions were touching. These men obviously were loved and missed. I stood up and stretched and headed back to my tree. I looked at my watch and saw that 2 hours had gone by and I hadn't been very spiritual. I had all sorts of plans of what I would accomplish that day and definite expectations of what the day would look like, yet it wasn't working out that way. You're a control freak, Sheila, I thought. Let it go. I put down my books and journal and sat back against the tree. For the rest of the day, I just sat there. I didn't try to think holy thoughts or force my mind into a preconceived frame. I sat there with the rabbits and the birds and Ginger, who decided to give me a second chance. It was a wonderful day. I found that as the sun began to set, I had a deepened appreciation for the gift of solitude and for my sense of companionship with Christ as I sat...